The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, Pat Devaney. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You happen to be a realtor.
Yes.
And our sign installer.
Yes.
You put signs in the ground.
I'm the sign guy.
And you take them out. You do drone photography.
Yes, sometimes.
And you are the head maintenance officer at the office.
That makes me the CEO.
Yes, you are. Thank you for all you do. Do I ever thank you publicly? I don't think I do.
Wow, that's great. Thank you.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. We have a camera on top of the building pointing to busy Dunmore Corners. And you never know what you're going to see.
No. You know, we know our listeners out there have somebody that they know who would be a perfect guest for our radio show. Someone, you know, that has a business that wants to promote it and it ties into real estate. We're always looking for fresh new content. So please email us at info@jruddy.com. And remember to check us out on social media. We're pretty much everywhere. And we have all our archive radio shows on jruddy.com, where you can also view the listings on the MLS, our listings, and see all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on.
Not every show made the archives.
Yeah,
Some of it made to the circular file that's right next to the archives.
Yeah.
But and also, what happened to you on Montage when we were out to dinner?
Oh, right. So, yes, thank you for reminding me. We were out to dinner and on Montage Mountain. I had a little shopping I wanted to do, and we stopped for dinner afterwards. And when Pat paid the bill with his credit card, our waitress, who I want to say hello to, our server, said, "I know that name. I listen to you guys on the radio every weekend. I love it." So we want to shout out to Chris Neary, goes by the name Neary. Everybody knows her as. And, of course, her coworker Nikki, who also served us that evening. And we had impeccable service, a great dinner, and we're going to be back.
Yes. You're going
to
say, "Where did you go?" We went to the Longhorn.
Okay. Yeah. It was very good.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with us today is Margo McDonald, president of 1031 Corp. You've been here before. Good morning, Margo.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful. You're calling in from Collegeville, PA. Thank you.
Yes.
You do 1031 exchanges, and we're going to talk all about that today. Could you give me a little brief background on who you are and what 1031 Corp is? Like, the name doesn't tell what it really is, right?
Well, not everybody understands what a 1031 exchange is, so they don't always know what 1031 Corp does. But a 1031 exchange, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, is a way to help people defer taxes when they're selling one business use or investment property and buying another. And 1031 Corp is based in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, as you said, but does exchanges across the country. And we help people facilitate these 1031 exchanges. I am the president of 1031 Corp, one of the owners of the company as well, and have actually been facilitating 1031 exchanges for over 31 years now. And that is the only business our company does. Our goal is to provide our clients with a seamless transaction that's easy, worry-free, so they can work on identifying the new property they want to acquire and complete their exchange, defer the tax, and have extra money left.
So when people hear 1031 exchange, sometimes they think it's only for big investors. Is that true?
That is so not true. The most frequently exchanged type of property across the country is a single-family rental property. It's usually selling for about $500,000. It might be a little bit higher than that because the last couple of years there's been so much appreciation, but about $500,000, about $250,000 of equity in those properties. So, you know, more than 60% of 1031 exchanges are just a mom and pop investor selling that single family rental. And for some of them, that's their retirement. That is the way that they are you know, building some wealth and socking it away through that single family rental.
Okay, so you just mentioned a very valid and an extremely important point that 1031 exchange can help real estate investors, anyone with, you know, you mentioned 60% are smaller investors that had a single family home rental. So it helps investors grow wealth tax deferred.
Yes, that's exactly right. So the 1031 exchange, as I said, allows you to defer the gain when you're selling that first property. And that's your capital gains. That is also the depreciation recapture that you would normally have to pay when you sell a property at 25%. It is also your Pennsylvania or other state income tax. And rather than paying that tax now, you get to take those pre-tax dollars and put it towards your next property. So you're keeping all of that money working for you, and that's helping you to earn even more wealth. So you're buying your properties with pre-tax dollars. You're able to trade up in value. You're able to diversify the kind of properties. So you could sell one property and buy two perhaps, so that you have greater cash flow coming into you. And the gain is deferred as long as you own that property. If you own that property for, let's say, 5 years or 10 years or longer, and you decide, hey, now's the time for me to sell that and trade up, if it's still held for business use or investment, you could exchange it again and defer again. And as long as you don't do an outright sale where you sell that property, that gain is deferred indefinitely. So though all of those deferred dollars are still working for you. And the cool thing about it is just that ability to exchange after exchange after exchange, because you're compounding, you know, what you were able to earn.
We have a family member who just it's a property in New Jersey, and it's on a beach. It's a rent. It's exactly what you said. It's a rental property, and she wanted to change. She wanted to sell one unit and buy another one inside the same complex. But since she's an owner who lives out of state, New Jersey has these wonderful transfer taxes of 2% that you have to pay. Just so, I mean, she was just selling one and buying another. So that was a lot of money, those transfer taxes. So she went to do that, and her realtor suggested, she goes, well, why don't you do a 1031? And she did a 1031, and she saved almost $10,000 in transfer tax alone, because the guy, he was a heads up guy, and he told her what to do. So, you know, New Jersey is a wonderful place to do business, I guess.
Well, she wouldn't be able to defer the transfer tax, but what she probably avoided was the non-resident New Jersey withholding.
Right.
So they are required to withhold a big portion of your sale price, not based on your profit. It's based on the sale price because they don't really know. So if you are a non-resident selling a property in New Jersey, then they're going to withhold that. But if you're doing a 1031 exchange, you could fill out paperwork at the closing table and not have to pay that right now. Because why should you have to pay it when you're just rolling all of your profit right into another property? And it brings up another important point, and this helps people better understand 1031. A 1031 is really just the continuation of your first property. So if you just think about a single family rental, and I'll use an easy number, but you're selling it for $100,000 and you have $60,000 of equity in that property and $40,000 of debt. the rules say if you buy another property that's at least $100,000 and you put at least $60,000 of equity into it, and you can put more cash or you could put debt of $40,000 into it, then you didn't put any money in your pocket. So why should you have to pay the taxes now? The idea is IRS looks at the underlying investment, not the actual property that investment is in. And if you think about your retirement account, you have money allocated to a number of different funds. And if a fund is not performing well, you have the ability to move money from fund A to fund B because you think fund B will yield a greater return. And because it's all within your retirement plan, it's all tax deferred. Well, people don't realize that this is the way to do it for real estate. And it's just as powerful because you're growing your real estate portfolio with pre-tax dollars.
But I was going to say, the most important thing is you have to do it before the deal is done. You can't go back and say, oh, I did this 6 months ago. Let me do a 1031 now, correct?
That is correct. If you are closing today, we could still do it. If you're sitting at the closing table, yes, we could still do it. But if you're walking out to your car and thinking, oh, I should have set up that 1031 exchange, it's too late.
Yes, I hear this a lot from people, agents and clients after the fact. And they said that their buddy told them or their family member or somebody told them they could still do. And it's like 6 months later and they could still do a 1031 exchange. And I just say, I don't know about that.
Yes,
you do.
A lot.
Yeah. Right.
I hear it all the time. Oh, but they're so nice. And I understand that people are really nice and they didn't know any better. But unfortunately, it's part of the rules and we can't change that.
Right, right. So who can use a 1031 exchange? Is it just individual investors? Could it be LLCs, corporations, partnerships, et cetera?
That's a great question. And you just answered it. Any taxpayer can do an exchange. So whether they're an individual, a married couple, a single member LLC, a multi-member LLC, a trust, a corporation, a partnership. The key, however, is the same taxpayer that owned the old property is the same taxpayer that must buy the new property. And if you think about it, just think about your tax return. Whatever EIN number or Social Security number is reporting the gain from that property, that same taxpayer identification number has to acquire the new property to tell IRS about it because it's all reported on one form that's going to list the date you originally acquired the property, the date you sold it, and then the date you acquired the replacement property, and the date you actually identified that replacement property.
So if an LLC changes the participants in the LLC, what happens? I mean, it's the same EIN number, right?
Right. So if you have a multi-member LLC, they can change some of the members throughout the exchange, before the exchange, after the exchange. But just remember that as one member might be exiting that arrangement, they cannot do a 1031 exchange on that because that individual member doesn't have fee interest in the property they're selling. They simply own a membership interest in that LLC, which is not the same as having their name on the deed as the owner of the property.
Okay. It can get a little tricky, right?
It can. But that's the great thing about the requirement to work with a qualified intermediary. That's all we do all day long is answer questions for people to help them properly plan, to work with their advisors when necessary, and to help ensure that they're doing everything correctly to meet all the requirements and successfully defer the gain.
The term like-kind, that can be very confusing. It doesn't have to be the same type of property.
Yes, that again is another good question. And I always tell people, like kind is the most flexible part of 1031. While it causes a lot of confusion because of the term lifetime, mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with kind of property it is. It has everything to do with the use of the property. So any property held for business use or investment can be exchanged for any other property that you are going to use for business use or investment. So single family rentals, some examples, but again, it goes back to the owner's use of the property. Single family rentals, that resort area rental, it could be a shopping center, an office building, a storage facility. It could be a multifamily property, an office building, a farm. Just about any kind of real property that you can think of. Oil and gas royalties, mineral rights will also qualify. Ag property, as we said, conservation easements. So things that you might not have thought about, even a billboard easement or a cell tower easement. It could be... we talked about New Jersey Pineland credits. So it's not all the traditional real estate that you think of, but some of these other things as well.
Real estate stocks.
Great question. When you are buying stock in a real estate investment trust, it is not the same as you owning the property yourself. So you're buying stock, and stock is never like kind to real estate. However, there is something called a Delaware statutory trust that allows you to buy a fractional interest in a large commercial property. It could be residential, office, hotel, industrial, these data centers. So you're buying a fractional interest in that along with a number of other investors, and your portion or your ownership of that Delaware statutory trust is based on the amount of money you have to reinvest. It's a passive investment, so you don't have to actively manage it, but it's not quite the same as owning it yourself in that there isn't the same liquidity. You should assume if you're buying into these Delaware statutory trusts, which are usually institutional grade properties such as what a life insurance company or a REIT would actually buy. It might be one property. It might be five properties. Or there's somewhere it might be, you know, 15 different triple net lease properties out there. And generally, the Delaware statutory trust is in place for about 5 to 7 years. And then they sell that. And that now all of those investors that owned a piece have the ability to exchange again into another Delaware statutory trust, or they can say, you know what, it worked for me, but now I want to get back into actively managing the property again or using a property manager because I liked that better. So it gives those that are looking for an exit strategy from the day-to-day responsibilities of being a landlord a way to defer the gain, stay invested in real estate, but not actively manage that property. And you talked about stock. There are some Delaware statutory trusts that after holding it for about 2 years, they automatically convert to shares of a real estate investment trust. And then you're out of owning direct real estate. You no longer are listed as an owner of that property, and you simply own stock. So there's no future way to exchange with those funds. But for some people, especially as they're planning for retirement, it could be a good strategy because they have the dividends that they're getting each month, and they like to have that fairly dependable cash flow. But it will, you know, just like any other stock, the value is going to fluctuate and the returns are going to fluctuate.
Right. Well, I like the idea as I approach my golden years.
Well, I'm there already. They're not all they cracked up to be.
That's just a strategy I'm looking to implement myself, moving from active to passive. And, you know, there's a lot of investors that have that mindset as they grow older because, let's face it, I'm slowing down, even though, you know, I don't think I can. I want to necessarily slow down, my body saying otherwise.
I totally understand that. And there are a number of different passive investments, depending on how much equity you have to reinvest. So if you have a pretty substantial amount of equity, you might want to take the triple net lease routes where you're the sole owner of that property, and there's usually a corporate guarantee from a Panera Bread or a Walmart or, you know, Chick-fil-A, a Wawa. I know Wawas aren't up there by you, but I'm sure they're coming quickly. But there's also the ability to invest in oil and gas royalties, and I know that's something that many in the northern half of Pennsylvania are very familiar with. So there is those oil and gas royalties. That's another passive investment and brings in steady cash flow.
Thank you. Margo McDonald, president of 1031 Corp. How does someone get in touch with you and 1031 Corp, please?
Sure. Someone can go to our website, which is 1031corp.com, and they could just reach out, request a complimentary consultation. And if they go to my bio, you could email me directly, or someone could call our office, which is 800-828-1031. And my direct email is simply margo@1031corp.com, and it's just margo at 1031corp.com.
Thank you, Margo. We're going to head towards a break before we go, Pat.
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, two-bath home at 813 South Kaiser Avenue in Scranton for $184,000. This well-maintained home, it's got great room sizes, a first-floor laundry. It has a large eat-in kitchen, a three-season room, and a two-tier deck with plenty of off-street parking, and it's got a large two-and-a-half car garage with custom cabinetry. That's what I like. I'm a garage guy. This home's been in the same family for 60 years and is well taken care of. That's a four-bedroom, two-bath home with a large garage at 813 South Kaiser Avenue in Scranton for $184,000, and that's listed by Jim Gilhooly of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And if you're looking for a fabulous Christmas gift, please hit up our special sponsor. If you're looking for that small box gift for that someone very special,
I
Campus
know where this is
Jewelers.
Going. Yeah, I like
yes,
that place.
Yes, they are a great place. They also turn gold, silver, fine jewelry into top dollar. They specialize in buying and selling diamonds, estate, and engagement pieces, gold, antiques, coins, watches, and more. They'll take broken chains, class rings, mismatched earrings, dental gold. They buy it all. They guarantee the highest cash paid. They're always buying. They're always fair. And all trades of value considered. Visit them at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call them at 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. And they also have some fabulous finds for that special person in your life. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
We're back with Margot McDonald.
You know, I learned a lot about that like-kind is not exactly what you think it is all the time. It doesn't have to be exactly the same.
Well, we're
that
talking.
That was very informative. I'm so glad I learned that this
time. We're talking about 1031 exchanges with Margot McDonald, the expert, because she is co-owner and president of 1031 Corp. She's calling in from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, but you'll do a 1031 anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Anywhere in the country?
Anywhere in the country.
Wow.
That's one of the great things about the flexibility of like kind. You can buy and sell anywhere in the U.S. You can sell more than one. You can buy more than one. And that all contributes to that flexibility I talked about.
So I can sell my beach condo in Florida and buy something in Texas?
If as long
as it's
that
a like
beach
kind?
Condo is a rental,
there
then
we go.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But, Pat, one of the things is that you can exchange that beach rental in Florida for a beach rental in Texas. And after 2 years of using it a rental, you could convert it to a personal use property without triggering any tax liability. The gain is deferred as long as you own the property. And we talked about that earlier. But what happens if someone just keeps exchanging and exchanges and exchanges, and now they pass away?
Yes, well, I was going to ask. That's a very good question.
But their heirs inherit that property with a step-up in basis, meaning they inherit it at the current fair market value at the time of death. So they had their lifetime to grow their real estate portfolio with pre-tax dollars, build wealth, preserve all their equity, and potentially pass it to their children without any federal estate taxes. In 2025, the exemption from estate taxes is $13.99 million, and in 2026, that number will go up to $15 million. So this is a powerful way for people to build wealth.
Wow. I know. People say, oh, I want to avoid inheritance tax. Unless you got $13 million, I don't think you have to worry about it. That's great information.
On the federal side, I will say in Pennsylvania, if your children inherit your property, there is a 4.5% inheritance tax. There's no estate taxes, but there is that inheritance tax in Pennsylvania of 4.5%.
Yeah, and, you know, that could be sizable.
It can, but to not have to pay that sizable estate taxes to IRS, that is huge.
Huge, yeah, right.
Yes.
Very good, fantastic information, Margot McDonald, president of 1031 Corp, calling in from Collegeville, PA. We really enjoyed our discussion with you today, and we're going to ask you back next week because there's so much more to this. And I know that our two shows with you is probably just going to scratch the surface because you really know your stuff. You've been doing it 31 years, and how long has 1031 Corp been involved in 1031 exchanges?
1031 Corp is almost 35 years old. So in January, we will be 35 years old. And that really coincides with 1991, which we call the year of the final regs. And doesn't mean nothing has changed, but generally the rules that we have today were all finalized in 1991. So there were quite a few 1031 companies that were founded right around that same time.
Mm-hmm. And how does someone get in touch with you, please?
Someone could call me at 800-828-1031, or they can visit our website at 1031corp.com.
Pat?
We have a gorgeous 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 1420 College Avenue in Dunmore for $329,000. This home is full of old-world charm with beautiful hardwood floors, fireplace, ductless AC, an amazing kitchen, and tiled baths. It also has a beautiful in-ground pool in the rear of the property, and it's across the street from Marywood University on a low-traffic street. That's a five-bedroom, three-bath home at 1420 College Avenue in Dunmore for $329,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
That's the neighborhood my father grew up in. Spent his childhood there.
Right there.
Right there. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 The Talker.